Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and Merry Christmas. Welcome to a special Christmas Day edition of John Solomon Reports. We're not going to do much news. We're not going to do much monologuing and talking. But what I wanted to do is to call attention to 5 more extraordinary heroes in America. 5 people who gave their lives in the line of duty as officers, as soldiers, as Marines, who this holiday season, their loved ones, those they left behind, are getting their mortgages paid, the burden of their home mortgage lifted from them, thanks to the generosity of our good friends at Tunnels to Towers, the charity that takes care of so many families who have lost loved ones in the line of duty, in the line of service. So today, on Christmas Day, we're going to honor 5 extraordinary folks. I just want to tell you their story so that as you sit around the table and break bread with your family and you're appreciative for all you have and the fellowship and friendship, you'll remember these extraordinary, extraordinary folks. The first is a New York State trooper by the name of Joel R. Davis. He was killed in the line of duty while responding to a domestic disturbance on July 9th, 2017. So many officers over the years are put in harm's way with these domestic disturbances. Joel Davis was one of them. He was a Jefferson County, New York sheriff for 10 years until attending the New York State Police Academy, became a trooper after graduating from the academy in May of 2013. His wife, Suzanne, and their 3 children, Trenton, Caden, and Jayla, got some good news this holiday season. Their mortgage has been removed, paid, finished, thanks to a generous donation from Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their 2020 Season of Hope. So, Trooper Davis, we're never going to forget what you did for us, for our country, for your community, and for his wife, Susan, and their 3 children. We're so happy that the burden, at least of the home mortgage you have, has been lifted through the great generosity, through the great work of Tunnel to Towers. You've heard him on our show. You know what a great organization they are. And today, the Joel Davis family has a little bit more relief, a little bit more to be thankful for, thanks to the extraordinary generosity of Tunnel to Towers. All right, a second one, another person that really catches my heart. This was a police sergeant, James O'Connor, City of Philadelphia, shot and killed in the line of duty while serving a homicide warrant back on March 13th of this past year. So just this year, Sergeant O'Connor, he was a 23-year veteran of the police force. He served on the SWAT team for 15 years. Really was an extraordinary man. He was a corporal at the time. He was shot and killed, and then he was promoted posthumously to sergeant. And his wife, Terry, their son, Jimmy, who, by the way, also is a Philadelphia officer, and they also have a daughter who serves in the Air Force. They got some extraordinary good news this holiday season. They learned from Tunnel to Towers through the Season of Hope program that their family's mortgage has been paid off. I wanted to read just a few lines of what Terry O'Connor, the wife of Sergeant James O'Connor, wrote in conjunction with their mortgage being paid off and all that they went through since March of this year. This is from Terry O'Connor, the widow of Sergeant James O'Connor of Philadelphia. On March 13th, 2020, without any warning, my world was flipped upside down. I will never forget the phone call and the ride to the hospital. I can't forget some images my family and I had to see that morning. Life became a blur after that. I go through the motions each day, yet I barely function. It's been a literal worst nightmare that came true. A few days after my husband was shot and killed in the line of duty, our FOP president, John McNesby, came by to check on us. It was during that visit that he told me someone wanted to pay off our mortgage. I just cried. The generosity of people is beyond overwhelming and hard to accept. I'm coming to learn that this is Jim's way of still taking care of us. The Fallen First Responder Program is lifting a heavy burden off of us. To Terry O'Connor and to their son Jimmy, their daughter who's in the Air Force, you are a family who have given your life to public service, to keeping us safe. Your husband and father, James O'Connor, won't be forgotten, and we're so glad that to this holiday season, Tunnel to Towers Foundation was able to lift a little bit of the burden by paying off your mortgage. So grateful for that good news. What an extraordinary piece of news to get this holiday season. All right, our third hero comes from the state of Washington, Pierce County. His name is Cooper Dyson. He was a deputy sheriff, Cooper Dyson. He was killed in the line of duty in a single vehicle crash while responding to back up other deputies, once again, at a domestic violence incident in Parkland, Washington. Deputy Dyson was 25 years old, and before joining the sheriff's office, he served in the U.S. Coast Guard as a hazardous boat crew member and a rated fireman. This is a man who gave lots to public service. He left behind his wife, Brittany, and was pregnant at the time with their three-year-old son. Brittany gave birth, he was pregnant at the time, and they also had a three-year-old son. And Brittany gave birth to their daughter weeks after she lost her husband. Brittany, their two children, they found out this extraordinary holiday season that Tunnel to Towers has paid off their mortgage. Deputy Cooper Dyson, your contribution, your sacrifice won't be forgotten. Your family is not forgotten. They're in the warm embrace of the incredible folks at Tunnel to Towers. All right, a fourth hero to celebrate this Christmas morning. Andy Clark, DeKalb County Sheriff. He was the DeKalb County Sheriff himself. He was killed in a crash June 3rd, 2020, while rushing to assist a deputy in an emergency situation. This was in Osborne, Missouri, DeKalb County in Osborne, Missouri. Sheriff Clark had served in law enforcement for 22 years with the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office and the Cameron Police Department. He left behind his wife, Jody, and their four children, Brianna, Brooklyn, Alexavier, and Chloe. And for Jody, after losing her husband, she worried about losing the home that Andy had helped remodel from the ground up. This is what she wrote when she found out the Tunnel to Towers was going to take care of that mortgage, make it disappear, take that burden from the family. Andy and I plan to raise our children here, enjoy our grandchildren, and spend our golden years right here in this home that he built for us with his own two hands. Now, with the help of Tunnel to Towers Foundation, I don't have to sell it or worry about anyone taking it away from us. I can continue to raise our children right here in the only home they have ever known. Words can't express how grateful and thankful I am for this wonderful foundation. Thank you and God bless you. That's from Jody Clark, the widow of DeKalb County Sheriff Andy Clark, who died this summer in the line of duty. Sheriff Clark, your sacrifice will never be forgotten. And Jody and your wonderful children, I'm so glad that Tunnel to Towers was able to alleviate a little bit of burden. Make sure you could keep that home for the rest of your lives. No one's going to take it from you, or the memories of how your husband, your father, helped build that beautiful home. It's there for you to cherish for a long time to come, thanks to our great friends at Tunnel to Towers. And another great story. Someone else to be thankful for this very special Christmas Day. All right, one more before we get back to celebrating. This is Tulsa Police Sergeant Craig Johnson. He died on June 30th. He was shot multiple times during a traffic stop in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he died to his injuries the next morning. So he was shot on the 29th of June, 2020. He died a day later. 45-year-old Craig Johnson was a 15-year veteran of the Tulsa Police Department, and he left behind his wife, Christy, and two sons, Connor and Clinton. But even in his death, his public service continued. It turns out that Sergeant Johnson saved a life by giving and donating his organs upon death. The Tunnels to Towers Foundation paid off the family's mortgage in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, as part of this Season of Hope campaign that they did. And Sergeant Johnson, your wonderful family, your wife Christy, your two sons, we honor you. We thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And we're so glad that this Christmas morning, you rest a little easier knowing that your home is paid for. Folks, if you haven't done so, check out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation online. They are an amazing group. We think the world of them. And we not only honor what they do, we honor the extraordinary American heroes whose heroism, whose courage, whose sacrifice and public service led to some tragedy, but also led to all of us celebrating some amazing Americans in our presence. We're so lucky for all of the great people that we just mentioned. We know their sacrifices and the pain that their families have felt. But to New York State Trooper Joel Davis, Philadelphia Police Sergeant James O'Connor, Pierce County Deputy Sheriff Cooper Dyson, DeKalb County Sheriff Andy Clark, and Tulsa Police Sergeant Craig Johnson, this Christmas morning, Just the News, John Solomon reports, we thank you for your extraordinary service. We will not forget your sacrifice, your service. We will not forget your families. And we are so grateful that our friends at the great charity Tunnel to Towers took a little bit of care of your family, paying off those mortgages, giving them a little relief this holiday season. We thank you. We thank God for you. And as we celebrate our Christmas dinner today, we will raise a toast to you in honor of your incredible sacrifice. You're in our prayers and thoughts for many, many years to come. All right, folks, that's all I have for Christmas Day. No news, nothing else. We just wanted to honor five extraordinary American heroes, and we did so. Have a Merry Christmas. Have a blessed holiday weekend. We'll be back next week with some new editions of John Solomon Reports. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished,
and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.